Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City, and right now we're sitting with author Crystalline Carbajal. She's written a book called Return to Life. Hello, Crystalline.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing very good, thank you. It's not just Return to Life, but there's a subtitle, and that is called An Empowerment of the Spirit. So the title of your book, I'm very curious, why Return to Life?
Well, Return to Life, I think, embodies the whole human struggle of falling down and picking yourself back up, all the things we go through and survive. A lot of myself is in the book as an example of how ultimately we can reach a point where we think there is going to be no light at the end of the tunnel, and then there you are, in the light and love of what is life. And so it's a journey that one must take.
Let's get a little more specific about this journey. I'm getting the feeling that this is about your personal journey.
Yes, so. It's not an autobiography, but it is an example. I put myself in there because I think I'm a perfect example of everything that could go wrong and did go wrong. And here I am sitting with you in an interview at the expo. So I think ultimately, you know, I survived domestic violence. I survived cervical cancer. I live every day with fibromyalgia. And I was paralyzed from the neck down at one point due to a domestic violence attack. So I reached a point in my life where I didn't think I was going to make it. And through perseverance, through feeding the spirit, the body follows. So really, in the end, it's about connecting and all the people that were around you and meeting yourself and therefore meeting others.
When you say connecting with people, what do you mean by that? How did that help you return to life?
Connecting with people can be as simple as saying good morning, smiling, and helping someone, volunteering. For me, it was people willing to help. I was very scared. I thought everyone was out to get me for something. And so you live in this bubble, and it's a self-inflicted prison. So you need to learn to trust and connect with people. And ultimately, we are all united. Religion, ethnicity, cultural background, that has nothing to do with the perseverance of the spirit. We're all strong, and if we get to know ourselves, the power is untapped and unlimited.
So, Crystalline, I'm getting the impression, at least in your personal journey, this is about spirit, this is about attitude, this is about connecting with people, and this is very much about better decision making, good decision making.
Exactly, but not just that. I think it's accepting that we're human. We're not infallible. It's okay to make mistakes. I think the lesson here is that we learn from them, that we recognize that we made a mistake, and that we move forward and not beating ourselves up, because then you stay stuck.
This is your first book, correct?
This is my first book, yes.
So tell me, what was it pleasurable to write, the process? Was it painful? Was it cathartic for you?
It was very cathartic. I think it was definitely a journey that I took on. And luckily, my very good friend, Jonathan Earl Bowser, the artist that did all the illustrations in the book, his images just spoke to me and pretty much describe each chapter. The writing for me was inspirational type, and I think a lot of the material was thought of after workshops and seminars I do, and it all sort of just came together, and it was just time. It was time to publish.
What are you hoping your readers get out of the book most?
I hope that they're inspired to go out there and create their own future. To co-create your own destiny, not wait for others or for things to come to you. You go to them. And as long as you believe, it'll happen.
Once again, the author is Crystalline Carbajal. She has written her first book. It's called Return to Life, An Empowerment of the Spirit. Crystalline, we wish you a lot of good luck and more books to come, hopefully.
Thank you. Thank you very much.